Yes, Be'ez Hashem, today we're going to see Hilchos Tefillah Siman Tzadik Sif Tes. Brings down two big halachos. Mokam HaTefillah, where do you daven? As Aleph, you start a lot on the spal be'Beis HaKnesses, Be'ez Im HaTzibah. You should daven with a minyan, Im HaTzibah. As it's mefurish in the Seif HaSif that this is two different halachos. Says in the Seif HaSif, let's say you're nenes and you couldn't daven with a minyan, still there's an inyan to go from your house to the Beis HaKnesses to be mispalel. This is a halacha that's not so known. Everyone thinks the idea of going to shul is to daven with a minyan. No, it's a separate inyan. There's two inyan, davening in a shul and davening in a minyan. Be'emes, it's mevur that way in the Gemara. It's two sugyas in brachas. The Gemara on Davov. Ein tefilasai shel adam nishmes ela be'Beis HaKnesses. Over there is the sugya of Beis HaKnesses, and it darshins in the pasuk l'shmoyel arina ve'la tefila amayma from Abba bin Yamin. The Gemara on Dav Ches brings down from Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai to be mispal b'tzibur in a minyan. It's two different Gemaras. Two different mandiyamim. It brings two different psukim. It's two different inyanim. Mefurish. And it's mefurish in the Gemara and Davav. What's the mile of tefillah be'Beis HaKnesses? Ein tefilaso shel adam nishmas ela be'Beis HaKnesses. It's oizer that your tefillah should be niskabel. As where is this negeya? If you could daven in the prisoner in yeshiva on floor number one, floor number two, mincha, that is not a Beis HaKnesses. You can daven in the prisoner in shul. It's not a Beis HaKnesses. And one more chiddush, if you could daven in a house. In America, it's very popular to have house minyanim. That's not a Beis HaKnesses either. So somebody should say, what do you mean? I made my house into a Beis HaKnesses. We daven here. Is what defines a Beis HaKnesses? Zog the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat L'Yechlamik Ches. It's Kavua L'Kedusha. It's Biyuchat only L'Kedusha. A bias you use for something else. You use for other things. As that doesn't have a mile of a Beis HaKnesses. A Beis HaKnesses is only used.
If you have a room in your house that's
not used for anything else, then you could make it into a Beis HaKnesses. But it's very hard to have. But if there would be, it could
study
exist.
Study.
A study office. If it's only used for Divrei Kedusha. No, he doesn't do his work in there. He doesn't watch his things in there. Bechula, yeah. Then it would be good. He doesn't do business in there. Yeah, then it would be good.
You have a minion in the house. It's not going to be good.
That's what the Mishnah Berurah is talking about. When you have a minion in the house. And he's saying, still there's a mitzvah to go to the Beis HaKnesses. Al zeh the Mishnah Berurah is talking about. That it's still an inyan to go to a Beis HaKnesses. One of the places where the Shaila comes up is in a Chasana hall, a Sheva Brachos hall. Do you daven in the hall? Do you daven in the shul? So it depends. If the shul is right in the building, for sure you go up. Mitzvah l'spal of a Beis HaKnesses. If the chasna hall is away from a shul, a mill, as anyway, you don't have to travel far, a mill, to go to a Beis HaKnesses. As you could daven in the chasna hall. That's why sometimes people daven in chasna halls, especially if they're far away and distant. So then people daven there because it's far away to go to a shul.
Mill is the distance mill or is it Kedehiyot?
Okay, it's... It is the traveling of 18 minutes. The question is, Bizman Hazeh, if you have traveled by car, you can go farther. As a lot of places can say, it's a shear in the Hiluch, as we made it 18 minutes by car, but there are places can let him make it. It's by walking. Yeah. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Lamed Gimel says there's one place where you don't daven in a shul when you're late. If you're going to walk into shul, it's going to be a Chilul Hashem. But it depends on the person. If you're a balabas and it's the derech to come into shul late, so then it's not a Chilul Hashem. But if you're a Talmud Chacham, Zok the Mishnah Berurah, then it's a Chilul Hashem and it's better to daven in your house. The Chofetz Chaim in one place writes in Hilchos Lashon Hara that Bnei Torah have a din of a Talmud Chacham. Why? Because Baal HaBatim, look at them, you're learning, you should have a higher level. Yesh Lodin Bizman Hazeh Lodin Dain and Haidin. It probably depends where you're davening, how they look at Talmid Chachamim. Something you need seichel to dan, what is the matzah? You know, if the yeshiva is a place and all the yeshiva bachurim are coming late, you can't say it's a chil Hashem. I mean, it's a big chil Hashem type of yesh Lodin on the place. Okay. Yeah. In Sif Yud Ches, it brings down a base medrash hakvua lelimud is better than a base haknesses. There's more inyan to daven it in, as that's the makar of davening in a yeshiva, because it's a makam hakvua l'tayra. As a meila, therefore, that's the maila of a yeshiva davening. It used to be the maila of it also was they daven slower, until they started Beis Yeshaya. I'm joking. But Derech Klal Yeshiva Minyan is usually slower too. Okay. That's also the Maila. Okay. As thus is the Maila of a Beis HaMedrash, even if it's fast, but it's still a Maila because it's a Beis HaMedrash.
It breaks the summer.
Huh?
You break in the summer, it's different.
If you break in the summer?
It's not chosen.
Huh?
It's not because we're all here.
Ah, if it's not kavur dekalimud, it's not its kavish. Yeah. I mean, nowadays, moshul, some people are learning in, but there's a mile of a makam kavur lelimud. That's what the poiskim say. Okay. Now we want to move on to the second chelik, the din of tfila b'minyan. The makar to be mispal b'minyan, the gemara bins, v'ani tfilasi be'es rotzen. I want a daven be'es rotzen. When is the es rotzen? When there's a minyan, as when there's a minyan of yidden davening, it causes the eis rotzen. So that's the gevaldige maila of tefillah. And kinereh, the eis rotzen is chal on the mispalalim. As for them, there's an eis rotzen. And it continues, be eis rotzen anisicha. It's goyim, the tefillah should be nishmas. That not every tefillah is nishmas. Sometimes we talk, and Hashem doesn't hear it. It's nidche. Not every tefillah Hashem hears, and also nishmas means Hashem does it. Hashem hears and Hashem does it. As that's the mind of tefillah b'minyan, your tefillahs are more miskabel. Freg the Shlach Kodesh in the Sechta Talmud brings down an interesting shayla. It says if you daven b'minyan, tefillah is nishmas. The tefillahs are miskabel. For years, Yidden had been davening for the Gula, and it didn't happen. Oh, such an interesting question. They really had emuna. If every time you daven in a tzibur, your tefillah is niskabel, as why didn't the Gula come? The Amish took it literally. Oh, as there are three answers, which are, you say this for a lot. The Shari Oira says sometimes Averis could be ma'akiv, especially different Averis bepeh. Number two, the Beis Alikim, the Mabid answers, you're nene b'miksas and you zeicha l'gula pratis. It's not niskabel for the gula baif and klali, but it helps a person have yeshuas. And number three, the Kaf HaChaim says that it doesn't always happen right away, but it makes it closer. Okay, those are the three possible answers. Yeah. Another answer would have been, it's more karev to be nishmas, but it doesn't mean vadai. But they were mamish, they went so far, they asked the question. Okay. The Gemara brings another mile of tefillah v'tzibah. Hashem is not mayus in the tefillah. It's a rabir. Why would Hashem be mayus in the tefillah that you need a daven in the tzibah that Hashem shouldn't be mayus in the tefillah? As this two mahalchim. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah Perek Ches says that it's talking about even if a person's a Rasha and he doesn't deserve, his tefillah should be answered. But when he davens mitzivah, it goes up with everyone. So that's a gvalaga maila, because who knows if they're Roy, but when you daven mitzivah, it goes up together. That's the Rambam shot. The Ruach Chaim in Avos Perek Beis Mishnah Yud Gimel says a different shot. He says, even if you're not mechaven. So it's not roi for the tefillah to be miskabel, but if you daven b'tzibur, it goes up together. It's wow, these are two big milas. We're all not the lamed vav sadikim, and we all are not mechaben every word of tefillah. But when you daven b'tzibur, it goes up together. So that's a big inyan to daven b'tzibur. It goes up in a different level. Yeah. And the Shlah is Madgish, it's not only that Hashem listens to the tefillah when it goes up. It does tikkunim. You get more schar. It brings kedusha to the Adam. Yeah. It's a whole different maila. And the Gemara in Brachas Dachas says that a person who davens the tzibur, he's nigal, ki'ilu nigal mi bena umes. Zag the maral and the going, a beautiful pshat. It's meroimim a person so much, it's kilu, he's not in Golis anymore. Psh. It does something to a person, tefillah b'tzibur. The tefillah is nishmas, and it's a maila in the person who's dominating. Okay. Now, is it a chiyuv l'hispalel b'minyan? As we want to bring clear ma'am makoimis. Shailas u'tshuva, sam sefer chelik vav, simin pei vav. Chavetz Chaim, B'sefer Shmiras HaLoshem, at the end, Bir HaLocha Simen Kuf Tes, Igris Moshe, Chelik Bey Simen Chav Zayin, B'chei Muva B'shem Rebbe Yashiv, and the Orchus Yeshev from Rebbe Chaim Kanievsky, they all say, we're saying a big list because we know everyone knows the day and not. We wanted to bring the list, the Chsam Sefer, the Chavetz Chaim, the Igris Moshe, Rebbe Yashiv, Rebbe Chaim Kanievsky, they all bring the same raya, that there's a chiyav l'spal b'minyan. Why? Because the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tzadik, Sif Tazayim, brings the Gemara in Psachim, that a person is mechuyev to, if he's on the derech, to travel 4 milim, 72 minutes, to daven in a minyan. You're heading somewhere, and there's a minyan in 72 minutes, you're mechuyev to walk. If you're in a house, you're not traveling on the derech, you're mechuyev to travel a mil, 18 minutes to daven in a minyan. Yeah, you're mechuyev to walk if you have to. Bizman hazeh, people don't go if they don't have a car. Even if you don't have a car, you're mechuyev to walk 18 minutes to get your body to shul. Kach is nifsad in jildah. If it's not a chiyev, how could you be mechayev a person to travel? Muchach from these halachas, that therefore there's a chiyuv. The Minchas Yitzchak in Chelik Vav Simen Zayin says, Hachroz hapoiskim hamufakim. And we're medayik every word. Hachroz hapoiskim hamufakim. What did Yeshiva Bachram know? There's a Sefer Emek Bracha, who is a Talmud of the Briska Rav, who is not a Rav, who is medayik the Lashon, Yishtadel Adam Lispal B'minyin, that it's not a chiyuv. As Yeshiva Bachem loved this Emek Bracha. Oh, he says, it's not a chiyuv. I'm claiming, well, he's not a Rav. He's not a Paisik. He was a Shena London, a Chashiv a Yid, a Chashiv a Talmud Chacham. Oh, but he's not the Chafetz Chaim, Reb Moshe, Reb Shlomo Zalman, Reb Liashe, the Samsa. It just doesn't go. Yeah. Okay. As Reb Moshe has two, maybe you'll call it controversial tshuvas, where he paskins al pizet. Igris Moshe and Chaim Chelik Beisim and Chav Zayin. Talmud Chacham that wants to learn late at night. And because he's learning late at night, he's not going to get up on time for a minyan. He is not allowed to do it because he is Chayiv L'Spalel B'minyan. It's not a maila, it is a chiyav. Yeah. Oh. He's not staying up late because he's learning. Definitely he shouldn't be doing that. Oh. And the Ruach Chaim in Avos says, it says, Lo'ilum ye'adam zar betfila. He says, what does it mean, zar betfila? Every year, zar betfila. It means zar to go to sleep on time, that you should wake up in the morning. Oh. What do you want to ask?
Put
someone themselves in a matzah vacation. Yeah, we're going to get there. Altidak, step by step. Okay. Igris Moshe, Cheli Gimel, Simen Zayin. Someone asked, you could daven more bi chidus, bi kavana, than with a minion. What do you do? And some people even say there is a big gadol in Klal Yisrael. I'm not going to say his name. I don't feel it's fear. And some people say he did it because he was sick. That used to daven b'yichidus, and he davened more b'kavana. And Rav Moshe writes against this very strongly. Kavana, extra kavana, is a maila. Tfila b'tzibur is achiev. Bevadai, you have to daven, even if you could be mechaven more b'yichidus.
And if you'll be able to be mechaven by Shimon, our first baruch of Shimon, is
be mechaven. Ein kezer mitzias. You could do. Okay. Taif. Okay. Now the question is, the Shevet HaLevi in Chelik Vav, Simin Chof Aleph, has his famous tshuva, Rav Ozna, that therefore you should not go on vacation to a place where there's no minyanim. And this has become much more common from the age of GPSs and all the modern-day technology, that people are going to all these far-out places because they're able to find their ways where there's no minyanim. So Baruch Hashem, there's a Beis Chabad in a lot of places. But some places, the Beis Chabad doesn't work. I mean, they don't have minyanim kavuim. Some places, they don't even have Beis Chabads where people are going to. As he says, you should not allow to go, because you chayiv lispalel in a minyan. But over here, we will give a kula. Reb Chaim Kanievsky wrote a mefurish raya against this tshuva, the Shevet HaLevi. The Shulchan Aruch says, in Sif Yud Zayin, you're in a place where there's a minyan, and you're going to a place where there's no minyan. It says, if the shiyara is not waiting, dino, the bus, the train, or Bizman Hazeh, the plane is going, then you could get on the plane and go to a place where there's no minyan. The Mishnah Berurah says it's talking about where he's going l'dvar rishos, not for business, not for a mitzvah. A shtei klar, you are allowed to go to a place where there's no minyan. What's the hesper? If you're in a place where there's a minyan, you have a chiyuv. But if you're in a place where there's no minyan, you're an einus. Zakrib Shloime Zalmin Enochinami Avada. It's a shena raya that it's not an iser, but still it's not a dover roi vahagin. You should always try to print. There are enough places in the world to go on vacation where there's a minyan. The chatchila, that should be the goal, that you should daven mitzvah. But that's exactly what's supposed to be. In this Sefer Emek Bracha, he asks another kash. How could you say it's a chiyuv? The halacha is you only travel out of mil. If it's a chiyuv, you should have to go the whole day. Must be it's not a chiyuv. As the Paiskim explained, that it's a chiyuv derabanan. And derabanan in this chiyuv were magder, how much we're mechuyev to be tereich a person every day. And that's why we find gevisa tchulis. If a person is an einus loving the Beis HaKnesses, Zog the Mishnah Berurah, you're not feeling well, even if not, you're not a choyla, that you have to lay in bed, but you're really not feeling well. You don't have to go to shul, because it's going to be hard for you to daven. You're an einus, Rachmana Patre. In other mitzvahs, you have to be doichla, but tefillah and minyan is a maila that has hagbalas. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Yad Eliyahu, if it'll be goyrim hefsid mamin. The Yad Eliyahu is Mekel. By other mitzvahs of Adi, Yemafsin Mamin, because this one of Minyan, Chazal gave a kula. There was a Derabanan, and they made Kilu a loophole. Because that's the answer on the two Shilas of the Emek Bracha. Memela, it is a Chiyav, Lespalo, the Minyan. Ba'oi, the Milas of Tfila Mitzibur is Gevaldik. It's something a person should be Makbaran. And Tfila Bebeis HaKnesses. As on all the shilas, like what happens if in such a matzah, what's better, make sure you don't get into such situations. Always try to be a lechatchila de geyid. And it's good to know. Yeah, it's sad, because sometimes you see people and they just daven in their houses. They daven a Beis HaKnesses, a Beis HaMedrash, a yeshiva, it's a milo. Sometimes you're honest, you miss the minyan yeshiva, okay, you can go to a shtibul, it's not the end of the world, but still, it's a maila to daven